7:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And you go to an event with a crowd of people. They make fun of you. They make sport of you. They even draw funny pictures of you. And no, it's not a bullying convention. It's the face on the barroom floor. And it's a roast and a celebration coming up. Mayor Gene Stothert will be the guest of honor. I have Tom O'Connor here with me, chairman of the Omaha Press Club Face on the Barroom Floor Committee. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's an honor to be here, Mike. Thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. But really, the honor is for Mayor Gene Stothert, who is going to be honored tomorrow night. And this event starts at 5:30 with a reception. There's a dinner at 6:30 and then the infamous roast at 8 o'clock. And one of the first things I want to bring up about this is actually open to the public. It's in the Omaha Press Club, but anybody in the public can go to this, correct?
I love that you bring that up, Mike. Yeah, very much so. I think a lot of people think you have to be a member of the media to belong to the Omaha Press Club. Hardly the case. We want anybody can join the Press Club, and a very reasonable place to join, but It is my favorite place in Omaha, and if you've never been up there, it's on the 22nd floor of the original First National Bank Tower. It's at 1620 Dodge Street, and it has got the most beautiful panoramic view of the city you will ever see. It's got great food, and it's just an environment you cannot explain until you get up there and see how beautiful it is. And anyway, we are a club with a sense of humor, and I think that's what this Face on the Barroom Floor is all about.
Well, and you mentioned the inside of the club. The history is pretty amazing, both on the inside and just outside the club. There are a lot of great pictures of Johnny Carson and Ronald Reagan and broadcasters from many years gone by. But inside, all the caricatures of the folks who have been honored, the previous 158 in this case.
That's correct. They're all over the place, and it is an encyclopedia of Omaha and Nebraska history, really. We try to recognize newsmakers, and we want people who the public will recognize that have really been important members of the community, have changed the face of the community, have really done something significant. So that's kind of the criteria that we want people like that to be faces. And you can come down there, and you literally can see it started in 1971, so you can go back to 71. Mayor Gene Leahy, another Omaha mayor, was the first face on the barroom floor. And this is going to be literally the ninth mayor we've done in 159 years. So if you are an Omaha mayor and you get reelected, typically we'll find a way to get you your face on the barroom floor. You deserve it.
That's right. And you get to put up with a lot of garbage that night, but the guest of honor always gets their chance to rebut. And of course, the roast is done in such good fun with a lot of admiration behind it. But that's a fun part for the audience as well, isn't
totally.
It?
Totally. And this is what I like to tell people. You know, it's every roast is different, but every one of them is the same in that I always laugh. And I've been doing this now, and this is my 17th year as the chairman of the committee. So I don't know, we've done 80 roasts since I've been there. Every one of them is just, you find there are laughs, and people always have a way of, you know, knowing exactly what to say that's going to get people, you know, get their edge. And it's the beauty of these events. They are so much fun. And she's got a great slate of roasters, if you don't mind me running through some of them. I mean, just to give people an idea. So the MC that night is going to be Scott Voorhees, a longtime KFAB radio show host, and then Jim Rose, a former Husker broadcaster, and now he's on KFAB as well. Don Bacon, who just got reelected to the House, is going to be there. And Dave Heineman, the longest-running governor in the history of the Nebraska from 2005 to 2015, and a face in his own right. And Todd Schmatter, the Omaha police chief, who I got a sneak preview from the mayor's office that he is going to be very funny, from what I understand. they read some of his material. So, and then finally, I don't know, I've never seen this character, cast members from Omaha Live, but they're going to do a kind of a Joan and Jan Stothert thing, which I guess
Matt Tompkins and Tracy Mock, and I've seen them do it. It's hilarious. It's been a running gag,
you know,
on Omaha Live, and they're both very talented, very funny.
Absolutely.
People.
I know Matt, and I know he's a funny guy. Yeah. So it's a great slate.
You know what's so nice too is this event, and for information, people can go to the Omaha Press Club, or go to omahapressclub.com, or call 402-345 8008 that funds raised for this go to a scholarship. It's the foundation, the Omaha Press Club Foundation, which provides scholarships to students across many in the university
system. And there are so many people that have come through that Omaha Press Club scholarship program. But we give scholarships every year to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, Creighton University, and University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And these scholarships go to students that are taking journalism classes. It could be broadcast, could be print journalism, but there's a lot of people that have come through, got press club scholarships, and went on and became accomplished in the journalism field.
A lot of laughs to be had. Friday, November 9th, 5:30 it starts. Roast starts at 8 p.m. OmahaPressClub.com for more information. He's Tom O'Connor, chairman of the Omaha Press Club, face on the Barroom Floor Committee. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, it was fantastic. Loved it, Mike. Thanks.